Royal and fair, great Willie's dear, blessing the charming regent of the swain, heavy with care, thus sadly expressing her grief, sat weeping on the plain. Why did my fate exalt me so high? If fading state must deprive me of joy, whilst Willie is gone. Ah, how vainly shines the sun, till fate decree, the wind and the sea, waft him to me. Large are my flocks, and flowery my pasture, with treasures vast of silver and gold, where ravenous wolves conspire to be masters, devour all my lambs and break down my folds. Willie, whilst here, secured me from fear, all the wild herd stood in awe of deer, but poor helpless I, mourning sigh and hourly cry, that fate's decree, the winds and sea, waft Willie to me. Valiant and wise, he now among the princes consults and acts for England's good. Noble and bold, his foes he convinces, with danger he's to be withstood. His glory there increases my fear, since to his enemies he is so near. His courage of fire makes me still wish and desire, till fate's decree, the wind and sea, waft him to me. While he abroad does our enemies vanquish, the ravenous boars and foxes of France, our home-bred wolves do hear it with anguish, and scandals gainst his fame advance. They all profess that England they love, yet wish them success whose fierce hatred we prove, but they'll be content their gross folly to repent, when fate's decree, the wind and sea, waft him to me. Though Willie's love to me is exceeding, yet is his love to honor more. He cannot see brave Europe bleeding, but lends his heaven-assisted power. Ireland has shown some wonders he's done, and now in Flanders new laurels are won. Then calm thee, my breast, free from fear and sorrow rest, till fate's decree, the wind and sea, waft Willie to me.